A Latino advocacy group is working hard to get voters out to their precinct caucuses on February 1st. They have ambitious goals for how many Latinos will participate. An immigration expert says their targets are realistic. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has more.
Close to 100 Latinos gathered on a recent Sunday at Grandview University in Des Moines. Part of the agenda was to learn how the Iowa caucuses work. Christian Euclid walks them through a typical Democratic caucus where supporters of a certain candidate gather together in a group in a corner of the room.
You're going to physically get up and you're going to go to your corner and vote for that candidate, okay? Don't move until we get done counting you.
Euclid is political director for the League of United Latin American Citizens of Iowa, or LULAC. They're in the thick of a campaign to turn out Latino voters next month, like Ismael Valadez, whose family immigrated to the United States from Mexico when he was 9 years old. He has a human resources job in Council Bluffs. This will be his first caucus.
Started actually voting in 2014, and prior to that I had no interest in it. Until I started figuring out a lot of the things that actually affect me personally. The issues that affect me the most are education, jobs, healthcare, and along the side, obviously, immigration.
Valadez has family members who've waited for years to achieve legal status. But he says Latinos should also look at a candidate's foreign policy because it affects the home countries of immigrants. Recent college graduate Marlu Abarca of Urbandale agrees immigration reform is not enough.
As a community of immigrants have been hearing empty promises for so long. You know, going past Bill Clinton, who has said, you know, that we will have immigration reform, and then he passed NAFTA.
That's the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Abarca believes was not good for Mexico. Valadez and Abarca are among the Iowa Latinos who've already promised to caucus. LULAC is hoping for many more. Christian Euclid says 50,000 Latinos are registered to vote. LULAC is shooting for 10,000 to caucus.
We've been already knocking on their doors, making phone calls, sending them mailers, advising them about the Iowa caucus. We don't endorse anybody.
There are only 67,000 Latinos in Iowa even eligible to vote, so they're doing pretty well at registration.
Well, I think if you've registered 50,000 folks out of a total of 67,000, that's a pretty darn high percentage.
That's Mark Gray, head of the New Iowan Center at the University of Northern Iowa.
Well, I think it's a quite reachable and a reasonable goal across the state to have 10,000 Latinos participate in the caucuses.
Gray says since the number of Latino voters in Iowa is small compared to other states, Republican candidates campaigning here have, in his words, gotten away with a hard line on immigration. He says that could help motivate Latino turnout. Christian Euclid says that could help Jeb Bush.
20% of our Latino registered voters are Republican. So he's going to reach out to those Latinos. So Jeb Bush is the one because he understands. LULAC has made out outreach to the Rubio, to the Cruz, to other campaigns. Not interest. No interest there.
Euclid says Bush's numbers on caucus night could get a boost if Latino Republicans show up. There are thousands of undocumented Latinos in Iowa who can't vote, including Monica Reyes of Waterloo. Her undocumented mother brought her to the United States when she was a child, but several of her family members can vote, and she's on their case to caucus.
We have lots of family, we have lots of friends, allies, community members that we talk with, right? Because the Latino vote counts.
And that vote may count in some parts of the state more than others, including in Iowa towns where local industry has attracted immigrant labor and where Latinos make up as much as a quarter of the local population. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.